News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back into Fond du Lac today. We appreciate you coming along with us here this morning, and we continue to look back on 1 year since the start of the pandemic. It's been a crazy year, that's for sure, and we've been talking to people from all different perspectives to hear about how the last year has impacted our community and look ahead to what's coming in the months to come. And this morning, we're joined by Sadie Parafinic with Envision Greater Fond du Lac. She is the president and CEO at Envision. And Sadie, thanks for taking time to join us here this morning. I know you had the unenviable task of starting your new role at Envision as president and CEO right in the middle of the pandemic last April, if I'm not mistaken. So take us through the last year from your perspective. You were kind of thrown into the fire. Welcome in to Envision. Here we have to deal with this global health crisis and its impact on our business community. Take us through your last year as president and CEO and what that was like from your perspective, if you could.
Right. It was crazy. So I started April 20th, and prior to that, I had worked for 5.5 years for Congressman Glenn Grossman. And to think about a year ago and working in that office and remember the news starting to come out, and I even remember when Wuhan, China, shut everything down, and we were watching it here in the congressman's office thinking, wow, you know, that would never happen here. There's no way that an entire economy would be shut down. And it happened. And I even remember the day that we found out that the CDC was going to be issuing a statement saying that everybody should wear cloth masks. And prior to that and leading up, and if you remember, you know, President Trump took a lot of heat because he wasn't wearing a mask, and it was kind of one of these, well, do masks really work and does it really make a difference? And I remember when we heard that the CDC was going to put out this guidance that everybody should wear masks, and we thought, no way. And now we are a year later, and all of that has happened. You know, the Wisconsin economy was basically shut down with the safer at home orders. Tomorrow will be that 1 year anniversary. And we started to deem businesses essential and non-essential, which, you know, now a year later and even during the safer at home, we believe all businesses are essential. All employees are essential. All jobs are essential. But unfortunately, a lot of those industries and businesses and organizations got categorized, and it did shut down. And we all have been wearing masks, and we still continue to wear cloth masks. So even a year later, it's crazy to think what we have all been through. And there were some really, really dark times for our businesses, especially the small retail shops and the restaurants and the taverns. And again, that's one of those, when you look back, the Costcos and the Walmarts and the Targets were still open and thriving. Mm-hmm. And yet our small retail shops were deemed non-essential and had to close. So there were some really, really dark times for small businesses and some industries, hospitality industry. And for those businesses who remained open, like our manufacturing and agriculture, it was really hard for them to figure out, how do we social distance? How do we have masks? You know, think about some of these industries like welding, where a cloth mask is not going to be permissible or safe. So how do you protect those folks, or for those who work with chemicals and a cloth mask isn't? So all of our businesses were affected. And I think, as you probably have learned and talked over the last year, our businesses are still really resilient and really good at what they do and continue to do so today.
We'll get into kind of the state of where we are now here in just a moment, because as you said, there's a lot of resilience. You know, there's a lot of places that might have had some tough times, but they stuck through it, and they're you know, back, and they're still, you know, obviously not, you know, 100% where they want to be, but you know, they're still around. And sadly, we know there are some that have closed in our local community too, not just here in Fond du Lac, but anywhere you look here in this Wisconsin or across the nation. And that's obviously, you know, the news you didn't want to hear, but it was probably inevitable when you look at the you know, all that's happened over the last year. But circling back to kind of what Envision did, and again, we talked in our year in review at the end of 2020 about some of the services and assistance that Envision provided with the business community, or for the business community. I know, Sadie, there were kind of two levels. There was the financial assistance, but there was also that advice as we dove headfirst into that unknown, like safe practices and stuff like that too, from Envision, given that assistance given to our local businesses too, correct?
Correct. And right, we never closed our doors. We continued to work. We did all work remote for a period of time, but still we're working and still providing resources, like you said, financially, but also other resources, like what are best practices? How do I determine if an employee can come into work or not come into work? How do I message to my employees? How do you quarantine? How do you know what's an appropriate screening tool? Where do I find gloves? Where do I find hand sanitizer or screen shields? All of these resources we were able to provide. We worked really hard with all of our partners as well, like Fond du Lac County Public Health, the Downtown Fond du Lac Partnership, the City of Waupun, the City of Fond du Lac. We had a lot of partners that we worked with in order to assist our businesses to say, you can look to our daily COVID email as a reliable source of information that's up to date, reputable, in order to know what is today's best practice. You know, have your employees wear masks, have your employees social distance, put out the signs. So we were really, really proud, and that's exactly the time that we needed to step up and show our entire community, not just our members, but our entire community, why we're here. We're here to cultivate a vibrant economic future.
We're talking with Sadie Parafinic from Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Our look back on 1 year since the start of the COVID pandemic. And Sadie, want to kind of fast forward now to March of 2021. We sit here, as I mentioned briefly before in our talk, you know, there are businesses that have shut down, sadly, but there are businesses that are still going strong. From your perspective as president and CEO at Envision, what's the state of our local business community as we sit here in March of 2021? Obviously still dealing with the pandemic, but lots of hope as we continue through the month of March here that we might be at an end of this very soon.
Right. And, you know, absolutely some businesses are still struggling, and it isn't great for everybody. However, overall, if you maybe have seen the most recent article that was released by the Wall Street Journal, Fond du Lac was number one in adding jobs in the entire nation. And our fastest growing industry is the trade, transportation, utilities super sector. And that is a lot to do with our agriculture, manufacturing, warehousing, transportation services, such as Legacy Express, the trucking firm. That we have a lot to celebrate in Fond du Lac County. For a long time, we've been at pre-pandemic levels of unemployment. And not only have we been at pre-pandemic record lows in unemployment, we also had the largest increase in employment, which is something to be really, really proud of here for everybody in Fond du Lac County, that we've been able to add jobs during a pandemic, which is something to be pretty proud of.
Absolutely, for sure. And you mentioned that report. I think the USA Today had a report too that Joe Moore mentioned in our conversation, saying that Fond du Lac is one of the top cities for growth and recovery from the pandemic. And we talk about that, got all the cliches you hear, the can-do spirit, the resilience of this community. But it's absolutely true when you look at the facts and figures, right?
Right, and not only one of the top cities, the top city.
Right.
We were number one for adding jobs during the pandemic in the entire nation. That's pretty impressive.
Sadie, I want to close here, and I've been asking our guests this question to close the interview as we've covered this topic of 1 year since the start of the pandemic. From your perspective as CEO and president of Envision Greater Fond du Lac, what do you want the community to keep in mind as we navigate through the next couple months and hopefully come to an end of the pandemic? What do you want them to know about our business community? Is there anything you want them to do to help support our local businesses here going forward?
I always urge people to shop local and support our local economy. We're really blessed to have a lot of locally owned businesses, small, medium, and large. And I think to just go back to that Wall Street and USA Today ranking, and that be really proud that you live in a community that has not only weathered a pandemic, but came out stronger because of it, and that this community will continue to move forward and be a great place to live, work, and play.
Very good, Sadie. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.